Christ is in our midst. Today, we celebrate the feast of Saint Gregory of Nazianzus, the greatest teacher of Christianity and Patriarch of Constantinople and one of the Cappadocian fathers known as Gregory the Theologian. He is known as the second theologian in our holy tradition. So we have in the history of Christianity three major theologians. We have first John, the apostle and the evangelist, who wrote the Gospel of John. The second one is Gregory himself, who received the name theologian because of his God-inspired and theological thought. And the third one is Saint Simeon, the new theologian, the mystical writer of the church. Gregory belongs to a godly and saintly family. His father was a bishop, Bishop of Nazianzus, and his feast is commemorated on January 1st. His mother was named Nona. She's also a saint. Her feast is celebrated on August 5th. His brother Caesarius, his feast is celebrated on March 9th. And his sister Gorgona, whose memory is celebrated on February 23rd. His father ordained him as a priest of the Church of Nazianzus. This is in Asia Minor. And Saint Basil consecrated him the Bishop of Sasima, which was in his diocese of Caesarea. When Saint Gregory was enthroned as the Patriarch of Constantinople, the heretics had taken all the churches of Constantinople, and Gregory was forced to serve in a house chapel dedicated to Saint Anastasia. From this tiny and small chapel, he began to preach his famous and great sermons to defend both the divinity and the humanity of Jesus Christ and to refute the teachings of the heretics of that time. In order to prove the dual nature of Christ, that Christ is fully divine and fully human, he used many biblical verses that belong to the divinity and verses that belong to the humanity, especially how Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered in his humanity, his strong crying and tears, his supplications, his being heard, all of which was done on our behalf. Although Jesus is fully divine, he condescends in the form of a servant to his servants, to us. He takes upon him a strange form, bearing all that is ours in himself, so that in himself that he may destroy all bad things. By this blending of divinity and humanity, you will be able to partake of his divine energies. Saint Gregory coined a well-known phrase. He said, "Whatever is not assumed by Christ is not healed." I will repeat, "Whatever is not assumed by Christ is not healed." That is, Christ took on full humanity in order to heal it and render it capable of everlasting life. Therefore, Gregory gave great importance of both the full divinity and full humanity of Christ, and especially to prove that Christ was fully human like us, to redeem us in the totality of his body and soul and spirit. So Christ assumed all our elements without sin, otherwise we would not have been saved. If Christ had not been fully God and fully human, how could we receive salvation? Having become a man, Christ gave us the possibility of becoming like him. And as Jansus exhorted, he said to his congregation, I quote, "Let us seek to be like Christ, because Christ also became like us, to become gods through him, since he himself through us became a man. He took the worst upon himself to make us a gift of the best." End quote. And this of course happened through Mary, who gave Christ his human nature. So she is truly called the Mother of God, the Theotokos. If you hear the term Theotokos, this term means that she is the Mother of God. Gregory also dealt with Jesus as being the high priest, and he dealt with his holy oblation and explained the verses mentioned by St. Paul in today's reading. If you go back to the bulletin today, if you heard the epistle of today, we heard St. Paul saying, we have a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. It is evident from this text that Paul is not concerned here with the divine nature, which is unchangeable, but with his humanity. Based on this explanation, we may emphasize that the humanity of Christ had the divinity without dividing one from the other or separating one from the other. So St. Paul said, such a high priest is holy and blameless. Since he is a priest forever, Jesus Christ is the real mediator for us. While before it was necessary that the priests were many, because death and sickness interrupted the older ones in the course of their office, they did not last forever. Now, there is no other high priest than our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives forever to make intercessions for us. We, based on what Saint Gregory told us, we know that he took us up to God's presence. So, brethren, every Sunday, Christ is present in the divine liturgy. He cleanses you from your sins, heals you from your sicknesses, and makes you holy. Christ himself offered his own body on your behalf so that your faith and hope might not depend upon human beings, but upon Jesus Christ himself. When we celebrate the Divine Liturgy, we have in mind that the primary offerer of this sacrifice is Christ himself, who offered himself on the cross and rose from the dead. The priest standing in the altar is the icon of Jesus Christ. It's Christ's icon who portrays and participates in the priesthood of Christ. But Christ himself is the one who receives the bloodless sacrifice, and he is the one who is received. And what we offer to him is not ours, but something that is his. The body and the blood in which you are going to partake today, it is for your support of your souls and bodies, for purging you from all uncleanliness. And being purified by this, you are united to the body of Christ and to his spirit, and you become the body of Christ. For the Lord's body and the blood is life-creating spirit, because it was conceived of the life-creating spirit. So your communion today should be an actual communion, because through it you have communion with Christ, and you share in his flesh and in his divine energies. For since you partake of one bread, you all become one body of Christ and one blood, and members of one another, whether you are rich or poor, healthy or sick. In the pre-communion prayer, before you receive the communion, we pray to God saying, "Let not these things be to me for judgment through being unworthy." So we have to be prepared, and we have to tremble when we see the deifying blood and we participate in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, because it burns the unworthy. Such is the lesson we learn today from Saint Gregory. And when the people in Constantinople heard his teaching, they converted back to Orthodox Christianity. And when he left Constantinople, the heretics did not have one church left to them in that city. There was no one church left to them. Having governed the church until the year 382, he delivered his farewell speech and finished his life in asceticism. He reposed in the Lord in the year 391. May our God Jesus Christ, through his prayers, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.